When Democratic Governor Jim Doyle took office in 2003, he had Republican majorities in the Senate and Assembly. Now, Democrats run everything. But the nation is entering a recession, and Doyle projects the state budget will be $3 billion in the hole. Still, the governor sounded upbeat yesterday.
Even despite this deficit, I'm really looking forward to these next couple of years because I think we have the opportunity to do some very dramatic things.
Today's situation bears similarities to 1982. Back then, Democrats already ran the legislature. They took control of all state government when Tony Earle won the governor's office. Earle says he's happy his party won across the board this year.
But with winning comes responsibility. Sometimes people don't mind being in the minority because they are held accountable for anything. But when you're in the majority, you have responsibility. You have the responsibility to govern, and sometimes that means making tough choices.
Earle says that means immediately tackling the budget shortfall. He says you cannot address health care, highways, and education if you always have a deficit hanging over your head.
I do not believe that you can solve that problem exclusively by program cuts. I think they're going to have to do something about raising revenues, and that's always difficult and generally unpopular.
Earle favors a temporary surcharge on the state's income tax. That's pretty much how he solved the budget hole of the early 80s, along with a sales tax increase that became permanent. Today's Democratic leaders are leery of a move like that. The governor has pledged not to raise income or sales taxes, and it's hard for Doyle and legislators not to think ahead to the next election. That's partly because whoever wins in 2010 will be in charge of redistricting, meaning they can rework the legislative map to their advantage. Madison Representative Mark Pocan ran the campaigns for Assembly Democrats this year. He says his party will be okay, as long as it doesn't get too extreme.
But if we lose focus on what we said we were going to do, and we try to go off in too many different directions that were different from what we promised the voters, there's a price to pay, and we should pay that price. So I'm hoping that we'll take that into consideration and definitely govern in a very pragmatic, reasonable way.
Pocan is likely to become the co-chair of the legislature's budget committee. Democrats will also choose the next assembly speaker. Already, a few candidates have emerged. Milwaukee Democrat John Richards is one of them. He was personally visiting his colleagues' offices yesterday.
I think I can bring our caucus together and talk to people on all points of the ideological spectrum and bring together a shared agenda.
Fellow Milwaukee Democrat Fred Kessler also threw his hat in the ring, touting his understanding of political trends and demographics.
I think you need to have leadership that understands the way the political winds are blowing, so we know what opportunities we have and what we have to do to achieve that.
Janesville Democrat Mike Sheridan is also running for speaker, but didn't return a call yesterday. Whoever is selected could have a big effect on state policy. Former Governor Earle says Democrats should make some of the tough budget calls right away. At least one budget move could come quickly. Governor Doyle says he hopes the next legislature will immediately approve a hospital tax to generate more federal Medicaid revenue. Republicans killed that idea twice, but they'll be in no position to stop it come January. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.